Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Classical Mythology of the Constellations: Timeless Tales of the Starry Night Sky by Annette Giesecke, is an illustrated guide to the mythological traditions attached to the officially named constellations. Its subject is the meeting point between classical literature, ancient religion, cultural astronomy, and practical skywatching. The book focuses especially on the 48 constellations associated with the Catalogue of Ptolemy in the 2nd century CE, explaining how Greek and Roman stories shaped the identities of figures such as Orion, Andromeda, Perseus, and Ursa Major. It also acknowledges the remaining constellations named in later European astronomical history, many of which do not derive from classical myth, with illustrations by Jim Tierney. The volume is designed not only as a reference, but as a visually engaging companion for readers who want the night sky to carry narrative meaning. Its purpose is to connect recognizable star patterns with the older stories that gave them cultural memory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 48 Ptolemaic constellations as a classical mythological framework. A central organizing principle of the book is the distinction between the ancient constellations associated with Ptolemy and the full modern list of 88 constellations. This matters because many of the most familiar mythic star figures come from the older Greco-Roman astronomical tradition rather than from modern scientific naming. By concentrating on the 48 constellations cataloged in antiquity, Giesecke treats the sky as a cultural archive shaped by classical storytelling. Figures such as Orion, Andromeda, Perseus, Cassiopeia, Hercules, and Ursa Major are not presented merely as labels on a star chart. They are remnants of mythic systems in which gods punished, rewarded, transformed, or memorialized beings by placing them among the stars. This approach helps readers understand why constellations often appear in clusters of related myths. The Perseus group, for example, links a hero, a rescued princess, royal parents, and a sea monster within a shared narrative field. The book therefore frames ancient astronomy as more than observation. It shows how naming the sky gave lasting form to stories about family, violence, heroism, divine power, and metamorphosis. Secondly, mythic transformation and memorialization in the night sky. Many constellation myths rely on transformation, a recurring pattern in Greek and Roman storytelling. Mortals, animals, monsters, and heroes are changed into celestial forms, often through divine intervention. The story of Callisto becoming Ursa Major is a clear example of how myth links suffering, punishment, protection, and cosmic permanence. Orion and Scorpius show a different pattern, in which conflict and death are remembered through opposing positions in the heavens. These stories explain not only who the figures are, but why they are imagined as permanently visible or seasonally separated. Giesecke uses such myths to make the sky legible as a symbolic landscape rather than a set of arbitrary shapes. The reasoning behind this framework is cultural rather than scientific. Ancient observers did not see constellations only as visual patterns. They interpreted them through narrative associations that connected the human world to divine order. By retelling these transformations, the book helps readers see why the constellations endured as mnemonic devices. A pattern of stars becomes easier to remember when attached to a dramatic account of desire, jealousy, courage, loss, or punishment. Thirdly, a bridge between stargazing practice and classical storytelling. The book positions itself as a stargazer guide, but its practical value is not limited to locating stars. Its distinctive contribution is that it encourages readers to combine sky observation with mythological context. For an amateur observer, a constellation can be difficult to recognize because the stars rarely resemble the figure named after them. Myth supplies an interpretive layer that makes the pattern more memorable. Knowing that Orion is linked to a hunter and that Scorpius is associated with the creature that killed him gives seasonal sky watching a narrative structure. This is different from a technical astronomy manual focused on coordinates, magnitudes, instruments, or astrophysical properties. Giesecke is more concerned with how humans have read meaning into the heavens. The book can therefore serve readers who want a companion to naked-eye astronomy, planetarium visits, or casual observation sessions. Its usefulness lies in making constellation names culturally intelligible. Readers learn not only where a figure belongs in the sky, but why that figure mattered enough to be preserved in a shared celestial vocabulary. Fourthly, classical gods, heroes, and monsters as a map of ancient values. The constellation stories selected from classical mythology reveal patterns in ancient moral and imaginative life. Heroes such as Perseus and Hercules embody strength, endurance, and dangerous achievement, but their stories also show dependence on divine assistance and vulnerability to fate. Figures such as Andromeda or Callisto reveal how myth often preserves unequal power relationships, especially between mortals and gods. Monsters such as Medusa, Cetus, and the scorpion that kills Orion mark the sky with images of threat, boundary crossing, and divine retribution. by gathering these tales through the structure of the constellations. Giseke gives readers a thematic overview of classical myth without arranging it as a conventional handbook of gods and legends. The sky becomes the index. In Catria, this has an important interpretive effect. Rather than treating myths as isolated episodes, the book shows how mythic figures are spatially and imaginatively connected. The reader encounters a world in which glory, danger, punishment, rescue, and metamorphosis recur across different star groups. The constellations become a compact display of ancient values and anxieties projected onto the visible heavens. Lastly, the later 40 constellations and the boundary of classical tradition. A significant feature of the book is its treatment of the full modern set of 88 named constellations, while recognizing that not all of them belong to classical mythology. The final section covers constellations named in the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries, many of which reflect the navigational, scientific, and exploratory interests of early modern Europe rather than Greek or Roman legend. This distinction prevents the book from forcing mythological meanings onto constellations that do not have them. And it also clarifies how the night sky became a layered historical document. Some names preserve ancient stories of gods, heroes, and monsters. Others reflect instruments, animals, and objects introduced during later mapping of the southern skies. This broader coverage helps readers understand that constellation naming is not a single ancient system, but a cumulative process shaped by different eras. The inclusion of these later constellations gives the book practical completeness while preserving its classical focus. It also highlights a useful contrast between mythic naming and scientific cartography, showing how human priorities changed as astronomy became more global, technical, and systematic. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a culturally informed guide to the night sky rather than a purely technical astronomy manual. Amateur stargazers, mythology enthusiasts, students of classical culture, and general readers interested in ancient stories will find it especially useful. Its practical benefit is that it makes constellation names easier to remember by attaching them to narratives, relationships, and symbolic patterns. Its intellectual benefit is that it shows how the sky has been interpreted through myth, memory, and historical naming rather than only through modern science. Compared with many constellation guides, classical mythology of the constellations stands out because it gives sustained attention to the Greco-Roman stories behind the 48 Ptolemaic constellations while still acknowledging the later constellations outside that tradition. Compared with general mythology handbooks, it offers a more focused organizing principle, the visible sky itself. The illustrations by Jim Tierney also position the book as an aesthetic object, not only a reference work. Its strongest distinction is this combination of narrative retelling, classical orientation, visual design, and skywatching relevance. Readers looking for astrophysics, telescope technique, or detailed observational data may need another guide, but readers seeking the stories that live behind familiar star names are its natural audience. If you would like to support Annette Giseke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.